It was March 14th at Asheville's Wortham Center. The Rosie Herrera Dance Theater of Miami was in the middle of a week-long residency and three-show run when the coronavirus pandemic ground everything to a halt.
They did two performances at reduced capacity, and by the third performance, we had to close.
Ray Jeffrey is the center's executive director.
I don't think anyone expected that it would be this long of a shutdown. So we were kind of scrambling to see what we could do to reschedule everything for a week, a month, which turned into 2 months, which turned into 3 months, and which turns into indefinite right now.
This was the Wortham's first season since expanding into three spaces, the 500-seat main stage theater and two black box spaces that made the center more feasible and accessible for performing artists in the community with more modest profiles. The cancellations cost the Wortham 8 main stage productions through early May, including a pair of performances each from the dance company Palabolas and the Dance Theater of Harlem. Some performances were already sold out. About 100 rental events in the studio spaces were also wiped off the calendar, taking along with them about 75% of the center's rental revenue.
Earned income definitely taking a hit. We're looking at about $250,000 deficit through the end of June, assuming that we'll stay closed that long and probably longer.
Now, with a staff pared down to 2.5, down from 9 full-timers and virtually no part-time help, Jeffrey sees some rays of relative sunshine through the dark clouds. She said about 3/4 of people who had already purchased tickets to the spring performances have held onto them for their rescheduled dates in the fall or later.
One of the great bright spots in this whole ordeal, our patrons have been incredibly generous and understanding and flexible.
While the Wortham is eating through its modest rainy day reserve fund, there's no debt on the books related to the renovation or otherwise. It's also moving forward, as it does every spring, with a push for its membership program.
There are so many organizations who aren't asking right now, who don't feel comfortable going out and saying, hey, we need your support because we know so many people are hurting, but that's actually not the right thing to do for an organization right now. We still need to be going out and talking to the community and asking them for support.
The great unknown facing the Wortham and every public-facing arts organization is not only when to welcome people back through the doors, but also how. Jeffrey said social distance seating at the Wortham just isn't an option.
For us, if we're running a 500-seat space, we're on a thin margin already. So saying that we could cut our audience by 2/3 and still have any sort of realistic financial gain is not even possible.
Jeffrey and others whose livings depend upon live performance are hoping performances resume this fall. And indeed, the Wortham is marketing its 2020-21 season, which begins in August. Still, infectious disease experts insist such events won't safely resume at least until 2021. Jeffrey doesn't want to forecast whether the Wortham can still exist if that holds true. There's also the unanswered question of when people will feel comfortable enough to be part of a large audience.
I feel confident that the industry, as it always does, is going to pull together and find creative ways to make this happen. Arts organizations, just by their very nature, are used to being flexible. The needs of the community are constantly shifting, and the arts organizations that are successful are the people who are always looking at their community and figuring out where they fit and what kind of value they can provide to their community. That's no different now. It's just in a much different bubble.
At least for now, the Wortham is still marketing and selling tickets online for events on the calendar as early as June. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.